This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Blowback from President Trump's decision to blow up boats off Venezuela, send covert CIA operatives into that country, and possibly carry out military strikes. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
Venezuela's foreign ministry saying this type of maneuver aims to legitimize a regime change operation as its ultimate goal of having access to Venezuelan oil resources. It comes after the U.S. carried out its fifth deadly strike on an alleged drug smuggling boat off Venezuela.
Dozens of Pentagon reporters turned in their badges yesterday rather than agree to clear their stories with the government. Video verified by ABC News appears to show Hamas-linked gunmen carrying out a public execution of Gazans they suspect of helping Israel. As for the hostages, Hamas says right now there are no more remains to turn over. More than 130 students are quarantined in South Carolina in a measles outbreak. At one school, only 17% of students were vaccinated. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin State Senate was on the floor Tuesday. Some of the legislation approved in the Senate, now headed to Governor Tony Evers for his consideration, include bills to allow candidates to remove their names from the ballot and to increase penalties for reckless driving in Milwaukee. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is working to get back unemployment benefits to applicants following a federal court ruling. 2013 law prevented Wisconsinites from getting both unemployment benefits and Social Security disability payments at the same time, but the August ruling found that to be unconstitutional. And a famous supper club between Milwaukee and Madison is getting new life. The State Journal reports the Gobbler in Johnson Creek has new owners who have already received a use permit from the village. They plan to turn the Gobbler into a comedy club and music venue. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with some scattered showers developing later in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers in the evening, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. On Friday, partly sunny and warm from mid-October, highs in the mid-70s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 52.
Your hometown station.
I'm on your way. about it.
I'm like, forget you and forget.
continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Non-stop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
Whoa.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM.
This
of weakness when I don't know what to say. Maybe I just wouldn't know what to do with my strength anyway. Have we become a habit? Do we just start with the facts? Now there's no looking.
Finally, a station as cool as the Baraboo
River Valley area?
Well, whatever you call it. Thanks for listening.
You guys crack me up.
99.7 Max FM.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. There's not much going on today, but Will Scanlon and Mallory Olson will be heading off to state today for Baraboo Girls Tennis, and if they do well, they will be competing again tomorrow. We will talk about the upcoming football games tomorrow as well for games happening in this area. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
The Brewers and Dodgers in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game three tonight with the Brewers and Dodgers in the NLCS after losing the first two games in Milwaukee. Do the Brewers have a chance to turn this thing around? Manager Pat Murphy.
You guys might have us counted out, and I understand that. 90% of the teams that have been in this situation don't win the series. But this team has been counted out a lot this year, and I think there's some fight left in them, and it'll be a little tougher path doing it on the road, but we swept the Dodgers early in the year on the road, and so at least there's some capability. I know the Dodgers weren't the same team then, but, you know, 10 times this year we've won four in a row, so that's also a possibility.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next Wednesday in Milwaukee. How do they look on defense?
I think we have to have a hell of a week, personally. I think we are average at best right now. I think we've taken a step back a little bit, and we'll get it right.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with some scattered showers developing later in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers in the evening, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. On Friday, partly sunny and warm from mid-October, highs in the mid-70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 52. 99.7
There's no stopping us now.
I got it on all day.
It gets me through my day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.